USA Radio News.
Trump administration officials have been waiting for news from both Saudi and Turkish investigations after the Saudis confirmed Jamal Khashoggi's death. But they're saying he died after a fight.
I've spoken to the king. I want to speak with the crown prince. And, you know, I think we're getting close to solving a very big problem.
The president said it's a good first step, a big first step. He said Saudi Arabia has been a great ally, but what happened is unacceptable. Earlier, the White House issued a written statement saying it will continue to advocate for justice that is timely, transparent, and in accordance with due process. Several senators are already expressing doubts about Saudi Arabia's story, including Democrat Pat Leahy and Republican Lindsey Graham. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Parts of Texas have been flooding for weeks, and even more rain is expected. Governor Greg Abbott says he expanded a state disaster declaration from 18 to 54 counties.
During this weekend, rain will be focused over South Texas, and then early to mid next week, another more organized round of rain is expected to move through the state with heavy rain potential as well as a few strong storms.
Meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Michael stands at 35, and most of those deaths are in Florida. The worst of the storm hit in Panama City, and the two major hospitals there are still not admitting patients. Only ER services are available at either facility. Deputies in Bay County have arrested at least 10 people suspected of looting in the area. In Callaway, Erin Guthrie had her baby's things taken, and Victoria Smith said someone took her purse from her hands while she was sleeping. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held a meeting with Mexican officials regarding the caravan of people heading to the southern U.S. border. John Clemens reports.
It took place with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto concerning this latest clash that left at least four of the policemen from Mexico injured.
We are quickly reaching a point which appears to be a moment of crisis, record numbers of migrants. Foreign Secretary Vinegar and I spoke about the importance of stopping this flow before it reaches the U.S. border.
Mr. Pompeo also said the U.S. fully supports the decisions made by Mexico to protect its sovereignty. I'm John Clemens.
An air defense drill that the U.S. was planning to hold with South Korea has been canceled. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The change in plans said to be aimed at giving nuclear talks with North Korea a better chance of success. Defense Secretary James Mattis and his South Korean counterpart making the decision at a Friday morning meeting in Singapore. As a result, the Pentagon is suspending what was called Exercise Vigilant Ace, which had been scheduled for December. Talks stalled earlier this month as the U.S. was pushing for an inventory of North Korea's nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Listen to the news at any time during the hour, at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.